Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday, February 1st, 2011.
It's unconstitutional. It's a violation of our rights. It's about our liberty. It's about more than health care. And that's what the judge said today.
Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi reacted this afternoon to a Florida federal judge's ruling today that called President Obama's health care legislation unconstitutional. It was the second legal ruling against so-called Obamacare. In a 78-page opinion, U.S. District Judge Roger Vinson sided with the 26 states that sued to block it, including Florida, saying Congress overstepped its authority in requiring Americans to buy health insurance by 2014 or else face penalties.
The federal government cannot force us to purchase a product or a good in violation of our sovereign rights as a state.
It's because of our people. Yes, we know that some of them are gay. I think I can help, and I need to try. I'm not sure how we'll reach that better place beyond the horizon, but I know we'll get there. I know we will. Our journey goes forward, and the state of our union is strong. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Hey, Ghost, it's Vince of the Bay.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's up?
Oh, nothing. Just, downloading some Ricky Martin videos, waiting for you to get done with that Mexican guy.
Well, what do you want? What's your excuse?
Well, my excuse today is you. You, a couple of weeks ago, were encouraging me as a listener to invest in emerging markets. And I looked into some overseas markets. I looked into some interest in Costa Rica and Panama. And I have to admit that stuff's working out okay right now. But I also looked over in the Middle East, and I thought about jumping into some of the stuff that's going on that's being fire sold over there in Dubai, and I also went and looked into Egypt, of all places. I actually got into the Egypt market, literally. I bought a health food market in Cairo. And invested a ton of capital into that little venture. And I don't know if you're watching the news, Ghost, but I think it was CNN. They had a nice little picture of my market burning to the ground, Ghost. And yeah, I wanted to thank you for that emerging market advice.
Well, if you got into it, thinking that you were going to get some cheap labor out there. Well, unfortunately, you're the cause of the problem, all right? Now, you have to realize, Vince, that emerging markets are like anything else. They're unpredictable.
This is the scene here in downtown Cairo, where it's just outside the biggest mosque in the Ramses area of downtown. We've just witnessed very severe clashes here between hundreds and hundreds of state security forces. The situation is far from over here, and the people are all chanting, down, down with the regime. There is nothing more clearer that the message is coming out of these people.
Don't stay here, Mubarak!
There you go, exactly that. Don't stay here, Mubarak. It's their clear, simple message that they want to get across.
See how the unrest is hitting Egypt's stock market. We're talking, of course, about the situation in Egypt and how it's impacting not only Egypt, but really also other emerging markets.
It's giving investors
a motivation to do what they were already thinking about doing, which is booking some of the gains they got out of emerging markets last year and moving the money into developed markets, both for safety and because at the moment that's where the value is. A lot of these emerging markets took in so much money last year that valuations got stretched. Inflation was ignited.
Cameron, can I? Isn't this though? I mean, isn't Egypt, although a smaller part of the story, one of the countries that was seeing more and more international inflows? We saw that with Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, and to a large extent also Saudi Arabia. That these Arab nations were getting more money from international investors. I mean, what is it as a percentage of the $14 trillion worth of investment flows around the world? Obviously, very tiny.
It's very tiny, and also I would say those flows had already started to peak back in probably the third quarter of last year. I think anyone investing in Egypt was prepared for some bumps, probably not as much as we've seen, but it was becoming very clear that the tension between rising prices and the speed with which Egypt's admittedly impressive growth was trickling down. We've already been through this last year in May with the unrest in Thailand, which people thought might spin out of control. And it had, you know, it certainly gave an excuse for a bit of a sell-off, but the investors came right back when valuations moved down to sort of try and take advantage of them. My sense of Egypt is that the institution most likely to be a part of a resolution is the army, and it has a pretty good track record in terms of not being too radical.
not a whole lot going on.
What would you do with the wicker butter dish? Pull them up above my head and just give them a good smack.
It's a family show. I'm not allowed to tell that.
A wicker butter dish.
Mrs. Bash?
Yes. I've heard of a crystal butter dish, but not a wicker butter dish. If you put butter in a wicker dish, you're going to have it running right through the wicker.
Mrs. Bash?
Brilliant.
No.
Oh,
my God. It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the troll wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the troll wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Come off! These people are idiots.
Mrs. Banks?
Hello?
Mrs. Banks?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch the Bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vince the Bay?
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Yeah, right me.
Vince is a slum troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
It's time for Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. In the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
I don't need you. The bulb is too easy. You won't be sure.
Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey everybody, it's Vince of the Bay. Back here with you for another Tuesday night edition of Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join me live here, the number is 347-826-7667. It's your Tuesday night live edition of Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join me, the phone lines are open, wide open. You can call in and dictate where the conversation will go tonight. Thank you to all my early chatters. Blue Goose, Donnie C, Iconoclast TX, Patriot Greg, Pegasus 031475, Sex Talk 10, and Uncle Bobby. Good times. Good times. Sorry, Iconoclast. I guess you're not a big fan of that Marilyn Manson song I like to play or been playing lately. Don't worry, I'll get tired of it pretty quick. In fact, I'm almost sick of it, so I'll move on to something else for my intro music. I'm trying to keep it fresh here for you folks because it's all about you, the listener. And I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours right here on Disorderly Conduct. Covered a lot of stuff there in the opening. Obamacare was declared unconstitutional by a federal court in Florida earlier today, so that's going to push things towards a showdown in the Supreme Court, which is actually split 5-4 right now for the conservative line. So you would think that opponents of Obamacare might actually pull this off in the Supreme Court. Who knows? We'll see. If you want to talk about that, 347-826-7667 is the number. Egypt is still burning out of control. Supposedly, allegedly. We can talk about that. Our good friend Ghost recommended I get into some emerging markets, one of those emerging markets being Egypt. I did, and I got burned hard. So, there you have it, kids. All right, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. And I love you. And if you don't like it, well then.
Fuck you and fuck her too. Said if I was richer,
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay here with you at 347-826-7667 is the number. Your calls take priority, and we go to the phone lines, and I want to bring on my good friend, VMAC. What it do, VMAC?
What it do, Vince? What's going on, man? Man, it's a fucking blizzard down here, man, literally.
Yeah. Describe it to me. What's going on out there? Can you even get outside at all?
We're gonna be slow. Yeah, we're gonna be slowed in for a while, man. It's like the wind is blowing probably like a good 30, 40 miles per hour, and it's constantly snowing. We're supposed to get up to like 15 inches of snow by the end of tomorrow night, and it's fucking cold outside. Like it's like 12 degrees out.
I tell you, man, I hear you, bro. Out here in the Bay, it's crazy, bro. We had wind. It was windy, very, very windy. I was just outside, very, very windy. Clear skies. There's actually a sweater advisory out because chances are overnight it could dip into the 40s.
Oh, wow. You know I'm not your friend no more now, right?
And you know what? During the day-to-day here at VMAC, we got down to 55 degrees today.
I'm really not your friend anymore now.
I wore shorts, but without flip-flops. I had shoes on today. And a T-shirt, but with a sweatshirt. Yeah.
I thought you was my friend.
Layers, bro.
Why are you doing it like that, man?
That's right, snowpocalypse, bro. It's hitting us hard here in the Bay, too, man. Don't forget about us, all right? I couldn't wear flip-flops today, dude. I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's nuts.
Hey, but the good thing is, you know, hey, I got my survivor kit, man, you know what I'm saying? Got my 12-pack of Coca-Cola, got my cigs. And then I got me a nice piece of ass laying here asleep. So that's what I'm going to do all day tomorrow. I'm going to pound and eat and sleep. Pound, eat, and sleep.
That's right.
I mean, literally, man, you can't see anything fucking outside.
This is a little preview of what D-Mac's going to do tomorrow, all right? Here, check this out. Let's go to the phone lines. Do you want to join us? It's 347-826-7667. I think I have Nature Boy on right now. What's up, Nature Boy?
This is not the Nature Boy, but I am calling in to tell you.
You smell just like Nature Boy. So.
Well, thank you there. Nature Boy is a good friend of mine. But D-Mac. I want to tell D-Mac that you need to push that big piece of ass to the side you've got there, and you need to go get a job there, buddy. Sounds like what you need to do.
Wow. Anyway.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Hey, brother.
I do have a job. You know what my job is?
You need to go get a real job.
All right. It's getting kind of loud here.
That's my job.
Yeah, exactly. Me too, VMAC. That's why VMAC and I get along so well. We just bag hoes and take names.
That's it.
Yeah.
I know. Nature Boy needs to get a job. Why he's calling me, telling me get a job? What are you doing up this late? Is it past your bed hour? Where's your mommy?
Hey there, maybe you should be asking where your mother is there, pal.
I know where my mom is.
She's doing a she's doing a pretty good number one there on me right now. There, yeah.
If he's talking
she's stripping.
To music,
she's stripping to Vegas right now.
All right, D-Mac, let me just tell you, D-Mac, let me just say, I've got just a good friend for you, D-Mac, and his name is Todd Morris.
Patriot
he's
Greg.
Right for all of you, all of your kinds of people out there.
I got a good friend for you, too. It's called Mute Button.
Yeah, your kind of people out there ruining our country.
All right, you know what?
I'm the bad person. I'm the bad colored man. I'm the Negro that sit around and wait on my food stamps. That's what I do. Yeah, yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir. That's all I do. I don't have none but a 12th, fourth grade education. I sit around and wait on the government to take care of me, boss. Yes, I do, boss. Yes, sir.
And he has kids, and he's Poe. All right.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
All right, that's enough of that noise. I don't know. I apologize, V-Mac. That's just Nature Boy. You know how they do it. Those guys are idiots.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't bother. They already found. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You broke up there, and I cut you off.
You don't take much more than that to get under my skin, man. That doesn't bother me none whatsoever. Because I know I have more intellect in my pinky than he do. I should take a picture of my degree sitting on my wall and send it to him and see how he like that. And it didn't come from Trailer Park U.
Right. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. I got a call on the 251. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, man, it's Cletus, man. What's going on?
Cletus. Hey, man. Nothing much, bro. Just kicking back. V-Mac and I are just chilling here on a Tuesday night, taking calls and bagging hoes, and you know how it goes.
Right. Where is Marcy? I need some intuitive advice, you know?
Well, my good friend Moxie is not here, and nor will she be here for a while, I reckon. That's another story, too. But, yeah, no Moxie, sorry. I have the next best thing, though. I think I have Nature Boy, and I think he's got the network with him. At least every time he calls in, the network is connected to him. I think he's been engulfed, engorged, or whatever the word is. And he's been consumed by the network. But what else is on your mind, Cletus?
Nothing. Just see what's going on with you, man. You got some advice from Ghost today, huh?
Oh, you heard that clip. Actually, that was not today. That was yesterday. But, yeah, I got some the advice a couple of weeks ago or whatever, but I called in. That clip you heard was from yesterday. Hmm. Yeah. He was telling me I should break into emerging markets, and I literally broke into an emerging market in Cairo. I bought a little street vendor thing, but it's not more than that though. It's actually a network of street vendors, but also a health food store. I bought a health food store, and the store itself burnt to the ground. In fact, you can on some of the feeds on CNN, you could see footage of it. Like, it was insane.
Right, Tess. Let me ask you something. And what do you think here? I believe all these markets are connected. So if one goes down, I believe they're all going to go down. I don't believe
right.
If one goes down, let's just say we go down, I think the rest are going to go down too. I mean,
right.
They're all affected. You know?
I think there's definitely, it looks like a coordinated effort to me. It has all the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This color revolution mumbo jumbo that started in Tunisia. I mean, it's the same thing that they did in Ukraine in 2006, same thing they did in Georgia. Was it Georgia with the Rose Revolution? It's just that's their MO. They tried to do the green Twitter revolution in Iran in 09, you know, and it never works out the way that we want it to, right? The CIA or whoever goes in there, they try to endorse, for example, the elections in Palestine, and when Hamas wins, the people they don't like win, they suddenly say, these elections aren't valid. Same thing in Iraq. What's that?
No, I said, you know, the thing, like I said, is going on in Egypt and, you know, things. Just like the ambassador said over, you know, France and Europe, even though, you know, they're not too valid. But like you said, man, you know, the reason that country is doing so well, you know, they focus more on their country and they take their money and put it in their people. You know, that's one of the main problems that no one talks about here in America. Even though the economy's messed up, the jobs, the things, we run to the aid of too many countries instead of taking care of homes first.
Exactly.
And I mean, I don't know.
You know?
Right, and don't get me wrong, it is some countries that do need our help because, you know, I don't like to see innocent, you know, women, men, and children dying, you know, senseless things and stuff, and, you know, we kind of the mega power, and we do need to step in sometime when it gets out of hand, but that's one of the main problems that no one seems to ever speak on for the past 20, 30 years, that the United States runs to the aid of everyone else instead of trying to fix their problems, and then they polarize the events on these rigged news shows to take our mind off of what's going on here.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
that's a big charade. Some of it is.
And no one says anything. Do anybody, you know, can you, anybody... Tell me if my politician.
I'm saying something, dude. We give Egypt over $1 billion in aid a year, you know, and that's $1 billion that's basically like a stimulus bill every year that we give to Egypt.
Thank you. You know what it is? It's like this. It's like, say a family man has a family of four. He has a wife, three kids. When he gets his paycheck, he goes out to the bar or the gambling thing and pisses it all away and don't take care of home. He's getting no reward from the bar, no reward from the casino, no reward from anywhere else out of the streets where he at. He comes home empty-handed and his house is in disarray. That's the same thing going on with America. They give them all this money and... What about what's going on here? I mean, it may be not soup line type of thing going on back when the Great Depression was, but it's another form of it. I mean, you know, they throw those fake numbers up about unemployment and how things getting better, you know, and I can't even think of 10 people, let alone 2 people, that's doing well right now. Everybody had to take a pay cut, or everybody that got laid off, or everybody living off unemployment. You know, and it's ridiculous. And all you see now on the big three networks, that's all you see now is them talking about Egypt. That's all you see.
But
you don't see nothing else. And this country is in bad shape.
Exactly. They're not talking about Egypt. They're talking about a celebrity having an affair. On the damn Titanic sinking, you know?
Right. You know, and it sucks. I mean, everybody's doing bad. I mean, from the hood to the birds, everybody's, you know, doing bad. You know, the jobs are leaving. Wisconsin was rated number one blue-collar state in the 90s, man. We was rated number one when you could come here and get a factory job and be okay with your life.
Yeah.
Now we're fucking number one in unemployment in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably have that on the news. Say, look here, they're number one. Give you a pat on the back, you know.
You know, yeah, and it pisses me off because people think it's a difference between these Tea Parties and Libertarians and these Republicans. No, they're all the fucking same. Everybody got out for once because everybody was pissed off at the so-called quote-unquote Republicans running the government. They put all them fucking Democrats in there, and what happened? The same fucking thing is still happening.
Exactly.
So that's the hell people right there. A politician is a fucking politician.
Yeah. You know, the thing about it is when they knew the Democrats was going to lose, if everybody would have just said, all right, we're going to give the Libertarians a chance, all the damn Democrats that you're going to get and vote out, put in a Libertarian. That way you may have equalized it that the Republicans would have had to, you know, go along or whatever. But it's no, there's no chance. There's no difference between any of them.
You know, it's like, and the thing is, the biggest one of the biggest things that, you know, there's nothing to be optimistic about when they allow all of those companies to start outsourcing and leaving. It messed this country up, and I don't know how they're going to fix that.
Yeah,
you know, they allow a lot of these companies to take away.
Do you
guys remember when a forklift driver needed a fucking basically a certificate, damn near degree? You could go to school to be a forklift driver and get paid nothing less than $12-$13 an hour. Now someone's driving it for $6 an hour. And if so many people in school, they keep screaming education, education. Do you know that I've been on the fucking waiting list at my college, Vince, because there's so many people ahead of me on this waiting list going for healthcare, respiratory therapists. That I'm on a fucking 2-year waiting list, and so many people going to school now. But what about when these people graduate? How are you going to get these people these jobs in so many hospitals and clinics in the United States or in the state that you live in?
Yeah, it's not good, man. It's definitely not good. You know, I hate to even think about it. You know, it's just depressing sometimes.
Yeah,
all these companies are leaving for a reason. I mean, you tax the hell out of people like that, and where do you think you're going to go? You're going to pay all this stuff right here when you go overseas or something like that to get a, you know, tax break call.
Yeah, and the thing is, the only good thing has come out of this, Cletus, is the American people have gotten closer, no matter the age, the race. Now everybody started to understand each other's situation. Now a middle class family or upper middle class family started to understand what the people in the urban area have been going through for 20 or 30 years. Now they understand how it feels to live off government aid, and it's not a way of life. It's just a necessity because there's nothing else out here, you know, to do. And a lot of people banding together, and they, you know what I'm saying, because you can't knock nobody until you walk a mile in their shoes. And now everybody's walking miles in different people's shoes and walking blocks. Now everybody understanding. That's the only good thing has come out of this recession and these depressive times, that no matter if you're white, black, or whatever, now everybody's starting to understand each other's situation.
That's right, man. Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, just from being on BTR these last couple of months and talking to people, such as yourself, BMAC, and other black folks here at BTR, like Kala Genesis and African Warlord X and Wheelock and all these people, who I would say politically I probably don't agree with on a lot of things, probably do agree with you on certain things, but I'm definitely, you know, willing to keep an open mind and consider other, you know, points of view and opinions, and I totally understand that the black experience in the United States is markedly different than the average white person's experience. Now, I don't like feeling average to average person, because the average person typically doesn't exist. I believe we're all unique individuals, and you know, aggregated together, yes, there are common traits that carry over from individual to individual that, you know, make up stereotypes and stuff like that. That's fine. I have no problem with stereotypes, but it's great to have people like VMAC on here to kind of break things down. And you know, for some folks, might be blowing their mind, VMAC, because they don't really have the black man's perspective. But don't try calling in a ghost program with that attitude, because it just won't fly. But you know what? Fuck him. Who cares? Just keep sticking it to the man, and eventually good things will come, my friend. Stay positive. Keep it real. I'm Vincent the Bay. In the Bay. I'll be right back right after this.
Then it was just about time for the party to close when the hinges went to flying off the motherfucking door.
Superior sound quality. Superior sound quality. Superior sound quality. Superior sound quality.
Love your shit, man.
Everybody put your lights up. Tell me y'all when the fight of what? Everybody get the shit started. Motherfucking party.
Talk your shit, baby.
Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all when the fight was.
Okay.
Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Talk your shit, baby.
Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. Without no cash up in a trust fund. Every cat with a gap wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. Every tribe man is innocent. Time served should be the sixth spin. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spit, I'm finna rip. Every cancer is a homicide. Every boss better running high. Every human is some kind of black. Every visitor got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate want commissary. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking every time.
Everybody put your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Talk your shit, baby.
Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Talk your shit, baby.
Every Mac want a Cadillac. Every Mark want a Triller back. Every Knox want to hit a crack. In a park or a Pontiac. Every citizen is to the rent. Every roach is a resident. Every truth ain't evidence. Every slave story presented. Every uprise a consequence. Every time it be something sweet. Every banker is a fucking thief. Everybody better holler with me. Every fiend need a $1.50. Every crime that I did was petty. Every criminal is rich already. Every landlord got a complex. Every single is a bomb threat. Every teller may hate my verse. Everybody they gon' get it first. Every broke motherfucker been a former gang. And when we come we taking everything.
Everybody put your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Talk your shit, baby.
Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Talk your shit, baby.
peace process. Here's the President of the United States.
Good evening, everybody. Over the past few days, the American people have watched the situation unfolding in Egypt. We've seen enormous demonstrations by the Egyptian people. We've borne witness to the beginning of a new chapter in the history of a great country and a longtime partner of the United States. And my administration's been in close contact with our Egyptian counterparts and a broad range of the Egyptian people, as well as others across the region and across the globe. And throughout this period, we've stood for a set of core principles. First, we oppose violence. And I want to commend the Egyptian military for the professionalism and patriotism that it has shown thus far in allowing peaceful protests while protecting the Egyptian people. We've seen tanks covered with banners and soldiers and protesters embracing in the streets. And going forward, I urge the military to continue its efforts to help ensure that this time of change is peaceful. Second, we stand for universal values, including the rights of the Egyptian people to freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, and the freedom to access information. Once more, we've seen the incredible potential for technology to empower citizens and the dignity of those who stand up for a better future. And going forward, the United States will continue to stand up for democracy and the universal rights that all human beings deserve, and around the world. Third, we have spoken out on behalf of the need for change. After his speech tonight, I spoke directly to President Mubarak. He recognizes that the status quo is not sustainable and that a change must take place. Indeed, all of us who are privileged to serve in positions of political power do so at the will of our people. Through thousands of years, Egypt has known many moments of transformation. The voices of the Egyptian people tell us that this is one of those moments. This is one of those times. Now, it is not the role of any other country to determine Egypt's leaders. Only the Egyptian people can do that. What is clear, and what I indicated tonight to President Mubarak, is my belief that an orderly transition must be meaningful, it must be peaceful, and it must begin now. Furthermore, the process must include a broad spectrum of Egyptian voices and opposition parties. It should lead to elections that are free and fair, and it should result in a government that's not only grounded in democratic principles, but is also responsive to the aspirations of the Egyptian people. And throughout this process, the United States will continue to extend the hand of partnership and friendship to Egypt, and we stand ready to provide any assistance that is necessary to help the Egyptian people as they manage the aftermath of these protests. Over the last few days, the passion and the dignity that has been demonstrated by the people of Egypt has been an inspiration to people around the world, including here in the United States, and to all those who believe in the inevitability of human freedom. To the people of Egypt, particularly the young people of Egypt, I want to be clear. We hear your voices. I have an unyielding belief that you will determine your own destiny and seize the promise of a better future for your children and your grandchildren. And I say that as someone who is committed to a partnership between the United States and Egypt. There will be difficult days ahead. Many questions about Egypt's future remain unanswered. But I am confident that the people of Egypt will find those answers. That truth can be seen in the sense of community in the streets. It can be seen in the mothers and fathers embracing soldiers. And it can be seen in the Egyptians who linked arms to protect the National Museum, a new generation protecting the treasures of antiquity, a human chain connecting a great and ancient civilization to the promise of a new day. Thank you very much.
Begin the transition, sir. All right, so there he is, the President of the United States. He only spoke for about 4.5 minutes, but very, very powerful words are calling for an orderly transition
that
is meaningful and peaceful and beginning.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants and some names. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second anyway. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants and some names. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second anyway. Just like different days when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to 2 o'clock in that game. Dog food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Just like Jesse James when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to 2 o'clock in that game. Dog food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Yeah, all they wanna do is enter and take your money. All they wanna do is.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, shit, I'm back. Hey, guys. Vince in the Bay. Back here with my compadre, VMAC. What's up, VMAC?
What's up, man? Yeah, I heard the speech. He wanted it in an orderly fashion, huh? He wanted everything orderly. What about the order here? Like, man, let some people do what they need to do over there. They've been doing that stuff for thousands of years. I was trying to force democracy on somebody. What if they don't want to be democratic? Leave them alone. Let them do what they want.
Exactly.
Like, okay, so if everything, I was going to ask you something then. So, you know, you pay a lot of attention to this political stuff like I do. So if they just don't do anything, let's say America just say, okay, you do whatever you want. And something happens over there. How is that going to affect America?
Well, I think America has a legitimate voice in this situation because of the fact that, like I said, over $1 billion in U.S. taxpayer money, that means money that you and I earn on our paychecks that they take off for taxes, that money that, you know, a portion of that money is going to fund Egypt to give them essentially, like I said, essentially they get over $1 billion. Essentially, they get a really good stimulus package every year. Like we were giving our Congress shit for giving. For passing a stimulus package here that was like around $1 billion. No, that was, what was it? It was almost $1 trillion. And we essentially give Egypt, which I don't know what their economy and the size of their country is in relation to anything in the United States, but I would imagine that California has a bigger economy than Egypt. Just a guess, but, you know, Egypt, considering its proportion, over $1 billion, I think, equates to a pretty healthy stimulus to their government every year. We basically, the taxpayers here in the United States, help subsidize governments overseas like Egypt and like Israel and like Pakistan and all these countries. And you can consider our military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, those are taxpayer-funded as well, subsidized as well. So those governments
are being subsidized.
Do you
notice what they say every time, Vince? Do you notice what they say? They have this one guy on TV, and every time I see a different country, and every time the United States butts in, you always have some guy or group of people telling the United States to leave them the hell alone and let them do what they need to do for their country. They appreciate everything, but let them do what they need to do every time. Like, leave those people alone.
Totally.
Let them handle it the way they normally handle. Like you said, I guess they have some investing interests because they, like you said, giving them a lot of money. But, like you said, man, and people not saying nothing. You know, somebody need, man, I mean, the blogs and stuff work and everything, but I wish somebody could get on CNN or somewhere and say, like, man, this shit going on here that needs to be fixed.
Oh, yeah, it's popping off here, dude. Seriously, like, you know, I'm not a big fan of the welfare/warfare state, but I feel like, well, if we already have it in place, let's be smarter with the money we are stealing from the workers every year, every day. Let's put it to good use. Let's, you know, instead of giving $1 billion to Egypt, how about $1 billion to the state of Wisconsin, help them along. Like you said, you know, if we're going to subsidize some other entity, let's subsidize some states. I mean, they already do, but come on, this is ridiculous. I mean, it's just common sense. I mean, I don't think, and then there's people that will argue that, well, that billion in aid, that goes to mostly to military and stuff, and that's what's keeping all the, you know, things from getting totally out of control right now in Egypt, is because the military is in control. And it's basically they won't say it, but it's basically like a junta, essentially, right now, it's a little satellite that we control, and it's just going to be up to their elections. They're going to have elections at the end of this year, and they're going to elect a new president, but what does that really
mean? And it's going to be
in the long run, for me and you, probably nothing. But people in Cairo, maybe something, maybe something subtle to them. But I don't think in the grand picture of things, it's really. I think it's just you're seeing a power grab in real time being played out, and it's interesting because we're in this very hypersensitive. Uber, whatever, the social network information age that we're in right now, it makes it, I think, amplifies things a little bit. So, I mean, I take everything I see with a little grain of salt, but, you know, I think shit's going down, and it's been going down all over the world for a while. Like, things have been popping off in Europe for a while because of financial situations. Like, entire countries have been bankrupt, like Greece, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Ireland. You know, these countries have gone bankrupt and have been bailed out by the EU. It's all the Mediterranean countries too, if you notice. I haven't heard any news with Turkey, but you know, maybe Turkey's next. You know, pretty much every Mediterranean country has been completely bankrupt, or you know, either politically or economically or both in the last year. So it's kind of interesting how that Mediterranean Sea is really, it's a battleground. I mean, there's a lot of political, and there's a lot of resources there. There's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of shit going on. There's the Holy Land. There's, you know, there's the ports to from the Strait of Hormuz. Is that, I think, what it's called? From that straight to Europe and stuff. And
you know what I'm talking about?
There's a lot of things that are kind of hanging in the balance. What's that?
I said, and one thing I'm so tired of, I'm tired of if it isn't Pelosi or Reid or some Republican, Obama to the dilemma, we need to work together. Well, just shut the fuck up and sit down and work together.
Right.
What do you keep talking about it for? Sit down and figure out a way to dig this country out of the hell hole it's in instead of keep having people get on TV over and over. That's going to take a little give and take, a little compromise. And say, well, go do it. Don't even tell nobody. Just go sit down and figure out how to do something to help this country out of its financial fucking crisis and stop this blowing smoke up people's ass. Just go sit down in the room and then shut the fuck up and fix it.
Hell yeah, man. Amen, brother. This is Vincent the Bay. That's VMAC. We're going to launch into our second hour here on Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. Once again, 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. Taking a quick look at the Asian markets. The Nikkei looks like it's ticking up a couple of percentage points. The euro dollar is up a couple of percentage points. The U.S. Canadian dollar index is down a little bit. And it looks like we're about, what, an hour away from the euro markets opening. That'll be interesting. President Mubarak did speak today. I haven't heard the translation of his speech yet. I'll have to check that out. I don't know if it's worth playing on here. I've played a lot of pre-recorded crap already.
Patriot Greg.
Yeah, it's because I've been Patriot Gregging. Anywho, if you want to join me, please do. The number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm in the Bay. And it's a kind of a chilly night out. It's probably in the 40s here. I know you guys are, I know everybody in the rest of the country, the rest of the world really is jealous. It's okay. It's how we do it here. Meanwhile, the streets of Cairo have blood spilled all over the cobblestone, and people are marching in the streets and chanting, and it's crazy. Yeah. Well, I don't want to get everybody down. I noticed how, like, we got into the Cairo chit-chat, and I lost a lot of people. So the second hour, we're going to try to liven it up a little bit, kids. 220 Love, hey baby, how you doing? Donnie C, welcome. We have several guest listeners. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. If you're not already signed up to BTR and you want to, you really should consider joining BTR. It's, you can get a free account. You don't have to host a show, but it allows you to create a username, and you can log into the chat and chit chat with us in there. Yeah, fun. I'm going to do it in a second. I'm going to take a break here and dive into the chit-chat room. So everybody who's listening live, please join me there. If you're listening to the archive or the podcast, I appreciate you tuning in and hope you will join me live sometime. I record this every night at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Vincent the Bay, and I'm in the Bay, hey. Yeah, and I'm not on that yay, nor am I gay. So, call me.
No more suicide straps to the back. Midnight in a West Bank camp. Kids from Rafa just can't stand. A backward path, the tie to the past. No more suicide. What's up? Blood on the street. Blood on the street. Whoa.
What would you say to a man who has the habit of showing his fanny out in public?
I don't know. What would you say, Bob? Hey, Bob?
Huh?
Hey, Bob, are you there? Hey, Bob, go ahead and talk. Hey, Bob.
I saw you coming. Shitheel.
Hey, Bob, are you there? Can you hear me? You're unmuted. Bob, hey.
I'm standing here. You make the move. You make
the
move.
Hello, Bob, you're on.
I'll try it.
I just did it. Bob, you're unmuted. Hello, Bob, are you there? Can you hear me?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I am. Bob, are you there? Do you hear me?
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm trying. You're on, dude. You're live.
You talking to me?
Yeah, you're on, dude.
Then who the hell else are you talking? You talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Well, I'm the only one here.
I know. You're on, dude.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
You, dude.
Oh, yeah?
You're on. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah? Okay.
Hello.
Huh?
Hello? Bob? Bob? Hello, Bob?
This disease, which the family can try to be poor. The year that the fever took the father away, they hastened to America's shores. Mother and son standing in line, it's a cold day on Ellis Isle. They looked to the Statue of Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Thank you.
To Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
That's right. Vince of the Bay back here with you. For another 45 minutes, join me now. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm back here with VMAC. We're kicking it. I want to thank all my guest listeners in the chat room. Quite a few guest listeners. I don't know what to make of that, but I'm glad people are listening.
Right.
But what's that?
That's it. Last time, where's the honeys at? Like you said, let's switch gears. I ventilated,
yeah.
A little bit too much.
You did ventilate. You did verbally ventilate there, my brother. And that's okay. That's what this platform is for. I'm glad you came here and let out some steam. It's good. It's good. I love it. And you show a different side of you, man. It's great. I mean, we know you're talented. We know you're smooth. We know you can sweet talk the ladies. You know, we know you know your way around the studio. But we don't always hear you rant and rave about political and social issues.
Yeah. I guess, like you said, I guess it's a place and time for it. You know, and I figure, hey. What the hell, man? I've been holding it in for a while, so like you said, might as well, especially after what I saw today. So, you know, I just had to get it out, man. You know, jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a master of all trades, jack of none. How about that?
Hey, where's the
wow,
women?
We have so many goddamn guests. The guests keep piling in. This is insanity. I hope somebody didn't post some bullshit on 4chan or some bullshit. But we don't have any callers or spammers in the chat room, so I think we're good. I think it's just folks that aren't logged on to BTR. You know what? It could be a lot of former BTR people, too. A lot of people are gone. This is D-Day, after all. This is February 1st. All the free accounts have now been reverted to 30 minutes. I did a 30-minute broadcast this morning as Vince is not gay. I have an account, for those of you who are not familiar. There's an account on BTR with the same picture icon as I have, but it's Vince is not gay. That's my daytime account. I do mini mega shows now, 30-minute shows. I did a 30-minute show today. The only time I could do it, they don't let me do it during prime time. I can't do it at like 4 p.m. here because it's considered prime time. So I did a show during when Ghost was broadcasting, and I had no listeners. I had one listener. It was the one-eyed Jew, and he was just like asleep in my chat room the whole time. I think he was listening to Ghost, but just hanging out in my chat room to see if anything happened.
What time is it again? I mean, what time would it be my time?
You talking about Ghost or my show?
Your show.
My show, the daytime show, it varies. It's not, this show is a set time for the most part. It varies. It's kind of like whenever I can do it. Sometimes I do it in the morning. I call it an afternoon show, but a lot of times I do it like when it's morning for me, but it's afternoon for most everybody else.
I don't know.
Sometimes I'll do it around noon-ish my time. You know, anywhere from 10 a.m. I'd say anywhere from 10 a.m. Pacific to, like, when does Ghost start? 2 p.m. my time? Like, I try to do it before Ghost goes on.
Oh, okay. Where's the ladies? Freaky time.
Yeah, that's right, ladies. Hour number two is dedicated to you. VMAC is here. He's cooling off. He got a little bit worked up there with his verbal ventilation. And speaking of which, let's listen to a little verbal ventilation here from VMAC. This track is entitled Verbal Ventilation, and it's from VMAC, who's here with me. If you want to join the two of us, the number is 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
On my way to the church, questioning my self-worth. I've been down too long, my faith is not so good, but my anger is strong. On the verge of losing my home, but job is scarce. Asking the state for help, I feel so embarrassed. My independence I cherish, I'm about to lose. The devil telling me I'm smart and aggressive, evil and use it. I won't confuse it, I'm a good man. The more I fight, the more I'm sinking in this quicksand. Is this God's plan, or some bad karma? I push my chick away, cause I'm afraid I might karma. I leaned on my mama, but I broke her back. My hustle game sucks, I can't flip a sack. I try so hard to put my city on the map, but folks ain't ready, I'm just spitting the facts. This ain't faith, the realest song I ever wrote.
left to do. They take my tax money for a car and Prada shoes. Chrome man blues, no Section 8. The stress keep me up all night, got me losing weight. For heaven's sake, I pray the Lord my soul to save. That's abandoned me, so I'm stuck in hell's gate. This ain't fake, the realest song I ever wrote. I leave with happiness and the north by hope. Asking the Lord, am I forsaken as I breathe through this mic? Beef with happiness and the north by hope. Asking the Lord, am I forsaken as I breathe through this mic on this verbal ventilation?
Tuesday, February 1st, 2011.
It's unconstitutional. It's a violation of our rights. It's about our liberty. It's about more than health care. And that's what the judge said today.
Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi reacted this afternoon to a Florida federal judge's ruling today that called President Obama's health care legislation unconstitutional. It was the second legal ruling against so-called Obamacare. In a 78-page opinion, U.S. District Judge Roger Vinson sided with the 26 states that sued to block it, including Florida, saying Congress overstepped its authority in requiring Americans to buy health insurance by 2014 or else face penalties.
The federal government cannot force us to purchase a product or a good in violation of our sovereign rights as a state.
It's because of our people. Yes, we know that some of them are gay. I think I can help them, and I need to try. I'm not sure how we'll reach that better place beyond the horizon, but I know we'll get there. I know we will. Our journey goes forward, and the state of our union is strong. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Hey, Ghost, it's Vince in the Bank.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's up?
Oh, nothing. Just, downloading some Ricky Martin videos, waiting for you to get done with that Mexican guy.
Well, what do you want? What's your excuse?
Well, my excuse today is you. You, a couple of weeks ago, were encouraging me as a listener to invest in emerging markets. And I looked into some overseas markets. I looked into some interest in Costa Rica and Panama. And I have to admit that stuff's working out okay right now. But I also looked over in the Middle East, and I thought about jumping into some of the stuff that's going on that's being fire sold over there in Dubai, and I also went and looked into Egypt, of all places. I actually got into the Egypt market, literally. I bought a health food market in Cairo. And invested a ton of capital into that little venture. And I don't know if you're watching the news, Ghost, but I think it was CNN. They had a nice little picture of my market burning to the ground, Ghost. And I wanted to thank you for that emerging market advice.
If you got into it, thinking that you were going to get some cheap labor out there. Well, unfortunately, you're the cause of the problem, all right? Now, you have to realize, Vince, that emerging markets are like anything else. They're unpredictable.
Hello,
This is the scene here in downtown Cairo. We're at just outside the biggest mosque in the Ramses area of downtown. We've just witnessed very severe clashes here between hundreds and hundreds of state security forces. The situation is far from over here, and the people are all chanting, "Down, down with the regime." There is nothing more clearer that the message is coming out of these people. There you go, exactly that. Don't stay here, Mubarak. It's their clear, simple message that they want to get across.
See how the unrest is hitting Egypt's stock market. We're talking, of course, about the situation in Egypt and how it's impacting not only Egypt, but really also other emerging markets.
It's giving investors a motivation to do what they were already thinking about doing, which is booking some of the gains they got out of emerging markets last year and moving the money into developed markets, both for safety and because at the moment that's where the value is. A lot of these emerging markets took in so much money last year that valuations got stretched. Inflation was ignited.
Cameron, can I? Isn't this though? I mean, isn't Egypt, although a smaller part of the story, one of the countries that was seeing more and more international inflows? We saw that with Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, and to a large extent also Saudi Arabia. That these Arab nations were getting more money from international investors. I mean, what is it as a percentage of the $14 trillion worth of investment flows around the world? Obviously, very tiny.
It's very tiny, and also I would say those flows had already started to peak back in probably the third quarter of last year. I think anyone investing in Egypt was prepared for some bumps, probably not as much as we've seen, but it was becoming very clear that the tension between rising prices and the speed with which Egypt's admittedly impressive growth was trickling down. We've already been through this last year in May with the unrest in Thailand, which people thought might spin out of control. And it had, you know, it certainly gave an excuse for a bit of a sell-off, but the investors came right back when valuations moved down to sort of try and take advantage of them. My sense of Egypt is that the institution most likely to be a part of a resolution is the army, and it has a pretty good track record in terms of not being too radical.
not a whole lot going on.
What would you do with the wicker butter dish? Pull them up above my head and just give them a good smack.
It's a family show. I'm not allowed to tell that.
A wicker butter dish.
Mrs. Bash?
Yes. I've heard of a crystal butter dish, but not a wicker butter dish. If you put butter in a wicker dish, you're going to have it running right through the wicker.
Mrs. Bash?
Brilliant.
No.
God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the troll wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the troll wars on Monday if you wanted to come on the show.
Jesus Christ. Turn them off! These people are idiots.
Mrs. Banks?
Hello?
Mrs. Banks?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch the bay. He is not gay.
Son of a bitch, shut up!
Is that Vincent the gay or what?
Vince the bitch?
The gay bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the bay.
Yeah, right me.
Vince is a slob troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the bay?
Vince
in the bay. Vince
the gay bay. Vince in the bay.
Representing the bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
It's time for Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vincent the Bay. Thank you.
was in the gay era.
Oh, yeah. Vince in the Bay back here with you. I'm with Mike. I would like to welcome to the program now the lovely, the sexy, the talented, the intelligent, the intriguing, the mysterious, the sassy, the zany, the snarky, the voluptuous, beautiful women we like to know, we like to refer to here on the little broadcast as Pegasus 031475. Welcome to the program, honey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, so much better now that you're here.
Oh, wait, thanks.
No, thank you. And I'd also like to thank Goofy Bone, Iconoclast TX, and Sheik for tuning in, and also all 57 guest listeners right now. This is amazing. I've never had so many guest listens in one show. If you take away the guest listeners, I really only have like 5 people in my chat. But whatever, it is what it is, you know? So, what do you make of all this Egypt mumbo-jumbo?
I have no clue.
Exactly.
It's all just too much to absorb.
I know. That's why we just need to block it out and just enjoy ourselves. Let's be entertained, kids. Let's just have fun. Let's let our imaginations go wild, and let's all just make love and not war. Okay. Let's make love right now here on the air. We got 20 minutes to go. I want to have an audio orgy right here on the air. We're going to start it off in a minute here with myself and Pegasus, but we need some more talent here, folks. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, we could do just fine here on our own, but we want to include everyone everybody should be included. So I don't care. Iconoclast, Sheikah, Goofy, any of the guests, you can call in anonymously, doesn't matter. Let's get some hot, heavy, stimulating conversation going here. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Come on, kids. Let's party down. It's Vince in the Bay. We got 20 minutes to go. Plenty of time to party. Me and Peg are going to get started here. We're going to start making out here in a second. Let me put this on. We're going to start dancing around. And once she gets a jiggling, we know there's no telling what's going to happen. So call in. Join the action. 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
My baby came down from Romania. She was a queen of Tanzania.
to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm back here with you. Got about 15 minutes to go. I lost Pegasus. I don't know if she's always got spotty connection. Maybe she got dropped or her cell phone died. I don't know. How do people's cell phone die? How do people have cell phones that die? I mean, I have an iPhone. Granted, it, you know, if I didn't have my charger with me all the time, I would be in trouble. But, I mean, the charger's not that hard to stick in my pocket, really. So, I mean, I don't know. Just, it's, get with the technology, people. Vince in the Bay, thank you, all the beautiful chit-chatter people in the chit-chat room. Predominantly Goofy Bone, Iconoclast TX, Moxie, Pegasus 031475, and Shike. Hey, Shike, you know who I miss, Shike? I miss Miss Cleo. You know, we haven't had an intuitive person on our show. Oh, well, we had, I guess by osmosis, we had an intuitive on the show for a brief second earlier. Nature Boy called in with the Double D Network, and I don't know what the hell he was talking about. But technically, you know, I guess I wouldn't be surprised if Nature Boy does like a Dr. Phil, you know, gets kind of like, you know, Dr. Phil got famous off of Oprah and like branched off and did his own thing. That's what I see Nature Boy doing. He's trying to launch. He's going to get in with Debbie, who's kind of like the Oprah of late night DTR. Let's face it. She has her own network. And, so he's gonna make his name there, and then he's gonna branch off and get his own program. I'm sure in the program in the Double D Network, but whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I got 12 minutes to go. I would love to talk to you, but you gotta call me now at 347-826-7667. Charge your phone, kids. Plug it into the charger. Can't you plug your phone into your charger? See, that's the great thing about the iPhone. You can plug the charger into the wall and use it. I don't get it, people. I just don't get it. Yeah, Pegasus needs multiple batteries and chargers. Yeah, I don't know. I say get a new phone. Find if there's new phones out there. They're getting cheaper and cheaper by the day. I mean, technology just gets faster and smaller and quicker and more compact and smarter, and you, at any point you jump in, you're going to get a good quality product, and it's going to be way better than what you got going right now. That's for sure. I got a call here. All right, let's go to the phones here and the 318 area code. Go ahead, you're on the air.
How are you doing, Vince?
Oh, my God, Miss Cleo.
I'm sorry, darling, but I got a bit of a cold, so you'll have to excuse me, okay?
Oh, no problem, Miss Cleo. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to you talking about the Egypt thing, huh?
Yeah. What do you think about that nonsense?
Well, you know, I heard your earlier caller was talking about how the United States gives so much money to Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how they should be giving it to, you know, the people here that's or in the United States that's unemployed.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Isn't it kind of like strong arm money, if you will? We the United States gives them money because they want to keep peace between the other Arab states and Israel.
Well, that's the thing is it starts off with them, the government here, funding and propping up Israel, and then the Arabs getting upset in the region saying, hey, yo, what's up? What about us? So then we turn around and say, oh, okay, here you go, Saudi Arabia. and we just start, you know, we pull out the billfold and just start throwing it down to everybody in the region there. And everybody's pissed off. Exactly. And it starts off with backing Israel in the first place. I say, you know what? If Israel's so fucking hot, let them sink or swim on their own. Let's pull their funding, too. Let's just get the fuck out of there. I'm sorry, call me an isolationist or whatever the fuck you want to call me, but I take the stance that we have an entirely larger presence than we ever should have in that region. We shouldn't have bases in over 150 countries or whatever it is. It's ridiculous. You know, we should have those resources and stuff used here in our country to rebuild our infrastructure, to, you know, train people, to, you know, update technology in government. I mean, I did, I was so desperate for work last year that I actually signed up. I swallowed my pride and I signed up for a job with the census, and it actually played really fucking well, by the way. I ended up only working one day. I didn't end up doing the whole thing. I signed up and worked one day, got trained, and just bailed because I got something else. But
thank God.
But I went through it though. But I went through with it, and it was really interesting. I got all the paperwork and everything, and I had my own little district or whatever that I had to cover, canvas, and it was really interesting just to see the bureaucratic wheels turn. And you talk about an antiquated system. Everything they do is done by paper and entered by human into a old school. Like I swear to God, these computers are like Commodore 64 computers. It's just for real. And like there's so much paperwork involved in just and loopholes and formalities involved just in recording your hours worked. It's ridiculous. It's like a job just recording your working, you know, just reporting, you know, your hours. It's a job. It's just ridiculous.
But it also, though, that kind of system, I would assume, it opens up for a lot of fraud possibilities.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure there is. Oh, absolutely. You know what? I could have totally done some fucked up shit. I didn't, though. I worked. I technically worked a day, went through training, got all the materials, brought all the materials home with me. I think I still have them somewhere. I don't know. I should probably get rid of them. But I could have totally just posed as a census worker and gotten, I don't know, got all this information from people, my neighbors, you know, and cased out my neighbors' houses and everything, you know. And who's to say that real census work? Who's to say that real census workers didn't do that? You know, think of all the desperate people that were looking for jobs that applied for census working jobs. I know when I filled out the application, went through the process, and went through the training, the orientation and everything. I looked around the table and I was just like, I bet you there's some people on here that have like fucking criminal records and shit. Like there were some shady looking characters, Miss Cleo. Shady.
Well, absolutely. Who is going to hire a felon but the government?
What's that?
The government will hire a felon before anybody else.
Absolutely, and they pay really well. Oh my God, I was going to make like $24 an hour or something. This is just ridiculous.
Well, the little redheaded boy that came to my door, you know, from the census. He's there, and I looked at him very stern because, you know, I wasn't going to give him any information. And he said, well, here's your pocket. And if you know anybody that is in search of a job, the census is hiring. And I went, oh, they are they? Yes, ma'am. And he handed me another little application thing in case, of course, I knew somebody that needed a job. And I guarantee he wasn't no older than 14, 15 years old. The little bugger.
There you go. Hey, I want to give a shout out to we're gonna wrap things up here in a second. Hang on, Miss Cleo. The chat room just gets bigger and bigger. I still have a ton of guest listeners. This is out of control. I really appreciate it. I don't know if this is a sign of things to come because this is, as you know, Miss Cleo, BTR went through some changes here, And today is sort of D-Day. This is like sort of the next chapter in BTR is happening right now. And I looks like I'm partly a benefactor, at least on the first night. I mean, this is more than I normally get, at least as far as guest listens. So this is telling me that, hey, maybe I'm going to be a benefactor of a lot of these BTR shows shutting down. Although I've noticed that some people that announced that they were leaving BTR are miraculously here again. Some hosts that, I actually made fun of in my show because they said that they call themselves conservatives and capitalists, and they couldn't scrounge together $30 a month to do a goddamn internet radio program. You know, don't know anything, you know, complain about economics and all this mumbo jumbo and getting socialism and getting stuff for free and getting something for nothing. And here they want something for nothing.
Yes, I hear that too. And they're also addicted to it, though. I mean, it's like a drug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's great. I love it. I admit, I am totally addicted to BTR. I love it. I think it's great. I you know, it's sort of, it's like a whole new dimension, a whole new level of social networking. I love it. I think it's great. I love social networking. I'm a big fan of Twitter and BTR. I think I would say Twitter and BTR are my two favorite social networking platforms, for sure. If you took away, even if I didn't have the money, couldn't scrounge up the money to pay for this, I would still be on here as a free person, just trolling around, you know, calling into shows and listening and all that mumbo jumbo. I feel bad though for a lot of people. It was kind of sad though, over the last week or so, seeing a lot of people, you know, labeling their shows as my last show or, you know, my final BTR show, and everybody's just like, there's so. Everybody wants it to be so, like such a finality. It's just so, it's got to be so dramatic and everything. And it's just like, oh, come on. You know what? If you're sad about leaving, you know what? You should just stay then. And I think some people are. Some people fucking chicken shits can't fucking put their, you know, actions where their mouth are. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely. I surely do. And I think, though, If some people didn't have something to complain about, they wouldn't be happy.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. There's some people that feed off of it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Ms. Cleo, we got to wrap it up here. You have anything you want to add in closing here?
Oh, I just want to say I hope everyone has a blessed week. Including you, Vince.
I'm sorry?
Including you, Vince, in the Bay.
Oh, Miss Cleo, thank you so much. You're so sweet. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Vince. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Anytime, honey. You're always welcome on the program.
Oh, thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you very much. Good night, man.
Good night, Miss Cleo. There you go, Miss Cleo, our good friend, who popped in here last minute. Really appreciate her joining me. And that's going to wrap it up for tonight. I'm Vince in the Bay. You've been tuned to your Tuesday night live disorderly conduct programming. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. I did. I'm still erect as I speak here. And I'm going to take care of that here in the overtime. Who knows? Miss Cleo might facilitate some of that in the overtime. You never know. You'll have to find out when you tune into the archive. And if you are tuned into the archive, stick around in a couple of minutes. I'm going to get down and dirty on the air. So I guess I'll just fast forward from this point forward. Anywho, those of you listening live, thank you once again. I appreciate it. I'm looking at you, Iconoclast TX, who's gone. Thank you. He was here the whole show. He's going to go start his show, I presume. Kirsten, Moxie, My Life Journey, Pegasus, and Shike, thank you so much for being here with me. Thank you to Cletus, Nature Boy, and the Double D Network, and Pegasus, and VMAC for calling in tonight. Check me out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay.
Thank you very much.
And that's a wrap. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm going to cut to a song, an oldie but a goodie from our good friends, Slayer, right here on Disorderly Conduct. I'll be right back. Vince in the Bay is the OT. I know what I'm doing here. I'm just going to wrap it up here. I don't know what else is there to say, really. I'm Vince in the Bay. It's been fun. It's been real. I laughed. I cried. I don't know why I laughed. That's why I cried. So check me out tomorrow night. 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Vince in the Bay, Disorderly Conduct. Peace out. Booyah.
With the wreckage on out of wing, you can forget it. They throw out necks into traffic, toilet paper, the fences, all the tables, chairs, and the benches. evil forces. Hockey games on closing pounds, no safety pads were ever put on. Driving home on country roads, 65 in the 25 zone. In my parents' cell, how do we survive so well? Thought the keys and the wheel locked up. I almost killed every one of us. Everybody gets dangerous, everybody gets dangerous.
Active.